everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Woodruff. I am Earl, and this is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. Coming back after 2 weeks off, and everybody was out doing stuff. Travis went to Comic-Con, and what happened?
It was great. I seen Kevin Eastman,
yeah.
Yeah.
One of the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I seen the girl that voiced Miss Minutes.
Oh shit. She was also in the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was the Miley Cyrus talking head.
That's right.
I seen the guy who voiced Super Mario.
Captain Lou Albano? Chris no. Pratt?
No.
The guy who played Roger Rabbit?
Bob Hoskins?
Yeah.
I did see the polka dot man, David, what's his name?
Oh, David Dismalchin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what?
I didn't get his autograph because I think he was charging like 70 or 80 bucks.
Yeah. Did you take pictures of him? Like as you're walking by, just like click.
I could have, but I forgot. I did take a picture with Larry Hama though.
Dude, let me tell you, Travis met Larry Hama, and for those of you that don't know, Larry Hama is the Stan Lee of G.I. Joe. Larry Hama created all the characters for G.I. Joe, and in the 80s, he wrote all the bios on the back for all the characters. Larry Hama is one of my, like, I forgot all about him, and then when I saw Travis, the picture of Travis sitting with him, I was so caught up. I was like, yeah! And then I had to explain all this to Rebecca, and she had no idea that I even cared about Larry Hama. But I was so glad to see that picture of you. I thought that was so cool. So thank you for that.
He was wearing his because he served in the war.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
So he was wearing his veteran hat, and I told him, thank you for serving our country. And he was giving out pictures for free.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take one. I mean, he charged like 60 bucks for his autograph, but I didn't get that.
That's all right. Hey, you know what? That's so cool. That's awesome. That's great that you got to meet him.
If you would have forked up $200, he would have drew you an original drawing.
That's pretty cool. He's a really good artist.
Of any character you wanted.
He's a pretty good artist. He designed all of the characters. And in fact, do you know which G.I. Joe is based on him?
Tunnel Rat?
That's right. Good job. The Tunnel Rat is based on Larry Hama. So
yeah, that's cool.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Like that for me would be the highlight. But for you, I thought you seeing Kevin Eastman would probably be the highlight.
Yeah, it was cool. He had like the biggest line at Comic-Con though.
I'm sure because most of the guys were your age, and he's the creator of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
So yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Like Larry Hama, they didn't even have like a huge like sign for him, so nobody even knew he was there. He had a very small line.
Well, I probably would have got an autograph and I probably would have paid $200 for the personal because he's
blow him.
I probably would have blew him, yeah. And be like, thank you for your service. G.I. Joe is there.
Yeah,
Its purpose is to defend freedom against Cobra, a ruthless terror organization preserving the rule of the world. He'll never give up. He'll stay till the fight's done. Beautiful girl! Beautiful! Real American! G.I. Joe! Da, 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 da. And blowing is half the battle.
Ooga. Yeah, now you know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so so that's great. I'm glad you had such a good time at Comic-Con. Was there any, like, a good cosplay and stuff?
I can't even think right now. There was cosplay, but it wasn't like if I would have showed up as my Freddie Mercury, that would have been it.
You know how much nerd push you would have got from that?
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody would give a rat's ass, but
I think you're wrong. I think you're wrong. If you would have showed up as Freddie Mercury, I think people would have wanted to take your picture. The way that you walk it, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. That was good.
Was that everything, or was there anything else?
There was a bunch of other, like, little cool, I got a shirt. I sent you a picture of it. The Han Solo. It looks like the Major League Baseball symbol.
Yeah, I thought that was a really good shirt. I thought that was good. Well, there was another one you sent. Did you get that one as well?
Which one?
I don't know. I can't remember it now. But I thought you sent me a picture of two different shirts. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway.
I bought a Big Trouble in Little China poster and I framed it in the... Put in the in the hallway.
Awesome, that's awesome.
So it's a Big Trouble in Little China movie poster. So
that's awesome.
It really meshes well with Mom's red cast iron skillets.
Yeah. I thought it would go good with the bed warmer and the little pot of flowers.
Yeah, the red decor.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's something about Jack Burton just.
That's right. go ahead.
No. What were we gonna say?
No, I did you see the WWE Backlash this weekend? Or should we?
I didn't, but I was watching highlights.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go back and I want to watch the Brock Lesnar and Cody match.
It's good.
It's only like 9 minutes long, though.
No, I think it's longer than that. Okay. I think, yeah. But I thought it was going to be a 4 minute squash.
Yeah, just Brock Lesnar.
What?
Just Brock Lesnar doing his.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Brock Lesnar doing just German suplexes, and that was going to be it. But the match. You want to talk about it, or you want to be?
Yeah. He actually wrestled.
Yeah, so Cody took him to the outside, and you know, threw the stairs at him and stuff like that. And then they got inside, and Brock did. I think he did three Germans and two or three snap suplexes. But Cody took it to him, and then. He was doing a German, and Cody pulled the turnbuckle off of the ropes, and, or you know the
pad.
Yeah, so he tore the pad off the ropes, and then Brock went in for like a spear, and Cody moved, and Brock's head hit the buckle, and it cut him open. Really good. He bled like a stuck pig, and it was fun. Fun to watch.
I guess he did that the hard way, too. Like, he didn't bleed or anything.
Yeah, no, because it happened so fast. Like, he couldn't have. I didn't see him bleed, you know, or put anything away or anything. So it looked like he did it the hard way. But
well, I was about to say Bret Hart was always the master of doing that. Like he would blade, but you wouldn't know because he would do it so fast.
Yeah, some of those guys were really great at it. You know, I guess if you do it too quick, like maybe Stone Cold or I don't know, somebody who hit an artery and just like
a Guerrero.
Yeah, and I think Triple H one time.
Yeah.
But
the crowd really, I think it made that show.
The crowd really made the show. I mean, it made Io Sky. During that match, they were chanting for Io like she was Hulk Hogan.
Mm.
And she even didn't expect it. She was like looking at the crowd like, you love me, you really love me. And it was pretty. It was neat. I almost thought that she was going to win the title during the match just because of the way the crowd was going nuts. But this was the first pay-per-view that Puerto Rico's had in like the last 18 years. They, you know, they get live events, but they don't get pay-per-views. And so they were thirsty for some entertainment. And even with Bad Bunny on there, you know, and
yeah,
I'm not a huge fan of Bad Bunny, but
I'm sure Serenity loves that shit.
I don't know. I don't hear her talk about it, but I look at him like David Arquette, but he can wrestle, and he's definitely the best celebrity wrestler we've ever seen.
Logan Paul, though.
Oh, you know what? Logan Paul is better than Bad Bunny, and and you know somebody that is only a little bit better than Logan Paul, Drew Carey. Drew Carey, I think he got eliminated by Kane, or did he eliminate himself? I'm not sure.
I think he eliminated himself.
I think so.
But he was in the Royal Rumble.
So. He was. I think he tied with Bushwhacker Luke for a time, but that's all right.
Yeah. As about to say, do we want to get into the news or?
Oh, we should probably get into some news, but
we got 2 weeks of news.
Hey, you know what? Your Comic-Con stuff was I thought was going to be like an entire episode. I was so.
Oh,
happy to see that.
And I don't want to spend the entire episode talking about moi. It's more of your thing.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, well, yeah. Can you get some dick jokes?
Heyo.
Heyo. Thank you. Hey, we have one fan that we have to entertain.
Yeah. It's 12-year-old kid.
Yeah. Oh my God! I think I just threw mud. Kids love fart jokes.
Butt stuff.
That's right.
There was a thing though. There was a shirt that I was thinking about buying instead of the Han Solo one. It was it said I'll be back, but it was in the Terminator font, and it was Arnold on his Harley, but instead of Arnold's face, it was Trump.
That's funny.
And it was the White House.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody would kill you for wearing that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably everybody at your work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely, yes.
Oh, man. You're going to Disneyland
this week? Yeah, tomorrow, actually.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's going to be a lot of fun. Do you have a plan? You're going to drive down early in the morning and come back at night, or?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's hardcore.
I'm supposed to work the next day, but I have enough PPTO to take the day off. So depending on how well I feel,
that's cool. That's good. I'm happy for you.
I thank you. I really don't care about going to the original park. I want to see the Avengers campus.
Yes, yes, yes. Avengers campus. And
I want to do that, and I want to do the Spider-Man ride.
Now, I don't know if you'll have time for this, but have you ever been to Trader Sam's Tiki Bar at the Disneyland Hotel?
Yeah, when they took us.
No, but did you ever go inside Trader Sam's?
No.
Well, I don't know what you guys are doing for lunch, but if you happen to go in there, I don't know how you'd find out to go down there. But anyway, it's worth checking out. Anyhow, check it out on YouTube first and then see if that's a place you want to go to. But anyhow, let's get into some news.
Okay. So since we were talking about Larry Hama earlier, did you know they're talking about doing another G.I. Joe? Like, rebooting it again?
I can't handle it.
Yeah, I know.
I smashed my dick with a hammer after Snake Eyes came out.
Did you even see that?
No. And when they would play the commercial in the movie theater, I would boo loudly after it. I go, boo! And Rebecca was like, stop it! And I'm like, no.
Because, well, I heard people say Henry Golding did a really good job, but I was like, yeah.
Is that the guy that plays Snake Eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah. It's... You know, I can give two shits.
When if 8-year-old me heard that there was going to be a Snake Eyes movie, like I almost shit my pants, and I found out it was some stupid Nick Cage movie or something.
That movie came out. Man, I think you're 23.
Probably,
yeah, because it came out in 97.
I felt like an 8-year-old.
Nick Cage, yeah, Snake Eyes.
Oh.
I'm a snake.
I just happen to be a ninja.
You're not a snake here. I don't know.
I've got eyes, and I look like a snake, I guess. I don't know.
But, well, I was thinking, what do you think the best way to go about if they did like a G.I. Joe reboot is that you do a cartoon?
Well, if you're going to do, you could do a cartoon that would be, you know, in CGI, a CGI G.I. Joe cartoon would be the shit. And it would be fantastic, but they're not going to do that. They're going to make it, you know, I mean, imagine that with CGI, you could do anything you wanted to. You could have the Joes, you know, having to find the Terradrome. It would be like a Marvel movie. It would just be computer animated. And you could have whatever sets you wanted. You could make these grand, illustrious throne rooms for Cobra Commander, and you could have these crazy weapons that Destro could build, and you know, like you could take some of these old cartoons, you know, like where they have the Weather Dominator, or you know, my favorite one is the Weather Dominator, where three pieces go into, you know, different parts of the world, and they have to go find them. And like that would be, you know, you just have to make the acting better and the script, you know, more less for little kids. You know, they're trying to explain to kids what they were doing. Yeah. So if you could make it more accessible for adults to see this, and you know, make it a little more, I guess, realistic, but with CGI, that would be the way to go.
You know, I was thinking, like, you know how since Hasbro owns Transformers and G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Why don't they throw some Joes into a Transformers movie and you introduce them that way? Yeah, I mean, not all of them, but some of them, you know?
That'd be cool, but why don't they Transformers movies and throw them in the garbage?
Yeah.
Thank you.
But, like, you have, like, a couple of Joes show up and just slowly introduce them.
Well, they would, except what they have to do is they have to make it some sassy black man, like Tyrese or something, you know? Like, wow! Oh, Optimus Prime! You're crazy! You're crazy, Optimus Prime!
I ain't jumping out of no plane!
Ah, forget it! I ain't getting into no big rig! Look at this guy! Oh, man! It's Optimus Prime, it's more like Optimus Rhyme. He's always saying, I don't know. Anyway,
so. I didn't know Steve Harvey was in Transformers.
Oh, now we got a good one for you today. Now, top three answers on the board. Who is gonna take me to the stall? Do I got Soundwave? No. Optimus Prime, bing, number three. We got Psy-Kill, bing, number two. Coming in at number one, who's going to take me to the store? It's everyone's favorite little bitch, Bumblebee. All right, that's a good one.
Oh, that's funny.
There you go.
Do you see? I just seen it. Did you see the Meg trailer, part two?
No, I didn't see that.
It
looks good.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look as good as the first one. But
I like the first one.
I'll give it a shot because I did see the first one.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. But, of course, I love Jason Statham, so.
That's right. That's a big shock. I'm going to go over there and put my tongue in his butthole. I'm a transporter. I'm going to transport that shark into heaven. My tongue in its bow.
But yeah, it just looks like the same old mindless fun.
Perfect.
That's the first one.
Can't wait.
Speaking of trailers, did you see the new trailer for Flash?
Yes, I did.
That, yeah, I cannot wait. I'm so hyped for that movie.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be good.
Like, especially when Michael Keaton goes, okay, you wanna get nuts?
You wanna get nuts? Let's get nuts. Here, I got some with chocolate. I got some mixed with popcorn, caramel. What do you like? You like pistachios?
Yo, I'm just trying to make a deal.
Let's get nuts. I got Zag Nuts. That's what happened. I sat in the Batwing too long. Zag Nuts.
Nice and down too. I got a Zarg Nut.
I'm out of Zarg Nuts. Anyway.
But yeah, it looks very promising.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Like, I'm wondering, if this movie makes money, are they going to bring Ezra Miller back? Or are they done with him?
I didn't see anything in James Gunn's in his future plans for anything Flash.
No.
So I bet they won't bring Esmer.
Esmer?
Esmer.
They, them?
They, them. Yeah.
They won't bring them back.
They can tell them to kiss their ass.
Even if it does, like, really good box office thing, yeah.
No, because what? Okay, so here's the thing. here's why Flash is going to make a ton of money, because it's got Batman in it. People are going to go see Batman. You know what everybody likes about Flashpoint? The Batman storyline. No one ever says, oh, Flashpoint's really good because it's a good Flash story. No, Flashpoint's really good because it's a good Batman story.
And not just any Batman, the Batman. The Michael Keaton.
That's right, Ben Affleck.
What? Yeah.
And Phantoms, yo. So, you know, like for me, my first Batman was Adam West, unfortunately. But for you, your first Batman was Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for you, that is the Batman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I got fuck Adam West.
Adam West.
Yeah.
I was watching something. It was a clip from the old Batman show, and the Riddler pushes Robin off a building. And Batman goes, here, catch this, Robin. And he throws something from his utility belt, and Robin grabs it with his teeth, and he pulls Robin up and while he's holding this thing with his teeth. And it's like, oh, this is so stupid.
Yeah. He's like, here, chum, take my cock. Oh, put Batman, pull me up. Hold on, Robin. Just a little bit more. Robin, wait.
What?
No, point it at the Riddler now. Ah, Batman, you sprayed me.
Your bat spray.
That's disgusting. It stuck my cheek.
That's funny.
Well, maybe you can answer this. When is the Riddler not a Riddler? What? When you become dumpster.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
You know what would make this a trifecta of a show? Because we already heard Steve Harvey and Jason Statham. Did you know that they're rebooting Cliffhanger and Stallone is coming back to play Gabe?
Oh, that's awesome. And are they bringing Michael Rooker back?
Probably not.
That'd be great.
But all I heard was they're bringing Stallone back.
Hey, you know, I'm out here, you know. Here I am out here back on this mountain again. You know, I'm up a little bit higher, so, you know, my brain, the loss of oxygen is really affecting me, you know. But you know what I like best about this movie is that playing the mountain is going to be Lizzo, you know, because she's a fat bitch. So, star-studded cast, you know, pretty good.
Lizzo is Jack Black.
Did you say Lizzo is Jet Black?
No, he's got Lizzo, Jack Black.
Oh, right, Jack Black.
Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, she does. What? I thought you said Christy was loud.
He's just naming people from Mandalorian.
Yeah. You got Grogu and Yondu. They're all going to be here. Can't wait. It's going to be good. You know, it's going to be... It's going to end with a cliffhanger. No, stupid. It's going to end where you don't know what's going to happen next. That's what's going to happen.
Stop her, my mount will shoot.
You see, it has a theme, you know. You stop, or my mom will shoot, and because my mom's got a gun, and then you have cliffhanger because I'm on a cliff and I'm hanging,
But it didn't end with a cliffhanger. They killed John Lithgow. So yeah.
End scene.
So, you know, when you're, thank you. So say when you're with a girl and she says she likes to be with a man who's very dominant, and then you say,
let me ask you this one time. What master do you serve?
Yes.
Okay. Hit it.
Well, it's time once again. Yes, it is, my friend. It's time for the Marvel BJ. It's going to be all the news in the MCU. Then we'll be on our way. We got the time to see Hulk in the Mighty Thor. And when we get done, I'm out to be Thor. Here it is, and here it comes. This is the Marvel BJ. Yeah.
So this week's Marvel BG is going to be almost very Fantastic Four casting news.
Oh,
rumors.
Got it.
Rumors. Well, first off, for you, Jenna, this definitely. I don't think this is going to be anywhere true. But they were talking about it. Did you hear about the Mila Kunis?
Okay, so she said that she had she knew who everybody was going to be in the Fantastic Four. And then the very next day, she retracted it by saying, I don't know nothing. What happened?
No, well, but, like, they're talking about her, like, basically being the Thing, because the Thing is not... He's Michael, like gender.
My name neutral. Is Benny Grimm. Michael, now, please, Michael, it's time to go. It's time to go. My penis is orange rock. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think that's a rumor. I mean, unless you want the movie to do $0, you can make Mila Kunis. You can use her voice, and you could use. Well, let's go with Lizzo again. As the body.
I was telling the buddy, I was like, this is a major stepping stone because Marvel movies have been relying on too much on comedy. This Fantastic Four is a good way to like reboot that these movies are can be and will be serious.
Well, it could be, but here's the thing. If it's serious, then people are going to go, oh, it was too serious. It needed some laughs. Like, people suck.
You can have a few laughs in the movie, but not like the whole there's like Thor, Love and Thunder.
Well, I enjoyed Thor and Love and Thunder, but it probably, I guess everybody I talked to was like, yeah, it was way too corny or funny or whatever.
Yeah. Well, like, that's why Ragnarok worked so well because nobody expected that much comedy.
Well, Thor 2 was very serious. And how often is that spoke about except for that it sucks because it was too serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like Eternals, that entire movie was serious.
Yeah, there was not a lot of comedy in that one.
Yeah.
So for everybody that said that Thor was too funny, go watch the Eternals and then shove that up your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, go watch Eternals twice. If you think that Love and Thunder was so bad, watch Eternals twice. And then watch Thor, and you tell me which one you like.
um, But the second thing, they're talking about Margot Robbie being Sue Storm.
Yeah.
You heard that too?
I heard that too. I would definitely much rather go with the Margot Robbie as Sue Storm over the
that's pretty good casting.
That's dead on casting right there. And you know who you get to be her her stretcho? Jared Leto. I'm just kidding. Don't get that guy in there.
I have a lady in my work. She says she laughs like that.
Not trying to.
And I go, quick, somebody's serious in Gotham. Yeah, it's funny.
That is funny.
Well, she's from New York too, and she's like very hard of hearing. So she's got like an annoying Brooklyn accent, but she's also like super loud. And then to top off, she laughs like that. It's like, oh, a trifecta of I just want to kill myself.
That's funny.
Not working with her, no. Not so much.
I'm trying to think who would be a good Mr. Fantastic. And let's see. Who would be a good Mr. Fantastic? Yeah. It's tough. You know, people are saying Adam Driver, and I don't subscribe to that. Yeah. Adam Driver, he's already had Star Wars. Let him have Star Wars. I don't want him as Mr. Fantastic. And if he is Mr. Fantastic, the movie's gonna bomb because he doesn't have that much of a pull, I think.
I'm trying to think of somebody who would be a really good. I mean, of course, there's John Krasinski, but they already blew their wad on that.
They did, and I don't even want him as Mr. Fantastic anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what about, I was about to say Tom Cruise, but he's way too old.
He is way too old. I'm looking at somebody younger, but not like, you know, not the kid that played Elvis, but somebody that's more Margot Robbie's age, you know, like, David Dastmalchian. No, just kidding.
Yeah, he might be too old, but I think Clive Owen would be good.
Clive Owen, you know, he's too old. He's too old. But, I was going to say the guy from the Jack Reacher TV show.
Isn't he like 6'5"?
Yeah, he would be the biggest. He should probably play Doom.
Yeah.
He'd be better off playing like Juggernaut or some shit, you know?
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
No, they did that in Deadpool, huh? Let's see. Who could it be?
I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal, or is he too old?
No, he's already played Mysterio. Don't get Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, right?
But he would be a good pick, though.
He probably would be a good pick. But
yeah.
I'm trying to think of a good Mr. Fantastic. It's tough, you know, because you want a good actor. You might have to go British, you know?
Yeah, because a lot of those Brits can do in a really good American accent. What about, like, I don't think Sandra would do this, but you can do Tom Hardy, no?
No, he played Venom.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Well,
moving on. We'll think about it.
This guy is definitely not going to be Mr. Fantastic, and I don't even know where the hell this rumor came, but they're saying Antonio Banderas might be Galactus.
Hello, Ben Grimm. I am the Eater of Worlds. Do you want to play a game? It is called Spin the World. I don't think you know who you're dealing with, but I will tell you. I am Galactus, the Eater of Worlds, and I will devour your asshole. Now, then, forever, WWE. All right, let's.
You haven't done your Antonio Banderas for a while.
No, I have not done it. I haven't.
Well, it used to be really good.
And then, it used to be spot on. I'd be like, let's play a game called Eater of Worlds.
There you go. I'm looking for a man called Bucho.
El Bucho. You, me, my guitar. I can work on it.
Oh, but well, not to get a subject from the BJ. Did you see Puss in Boots?
No.
I heard it was really good.
I see that it's on
Peacock.
Yeah, it's on Peacock. I was thinking about watching it one day when I'm by myself. And did you know that HBO Max has changed to HBO Go or something?
It's just called Max.
Yeah, so they canceled my subscription. I'd have to sign with this new one, so I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
So I mean there's cool stuff, but I can't wait for it.
Well, I think everything that's on there is stuff that it's nothing that they got Lord of the Rings, the extended versions
on there,
but I was like, there's no...
There's nothing really, there's no real reason why to have it, you know,
They came out with Peacemaker on DVD, so if you want to watch Peacemaker, you can buy it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I didn't buy it yet, but...
I heard it was good. I didn't see it.
Yeah, John Cena is great.
Yeah.
But back to the BJ. And then finally, the villain that is being talked about is obviously it's Galactus, but they're talking about Terax.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Terax is he's one of the heralds of Galactus. But I think that for the first movie, maybe you should make it,
like Ronan the Accuser.
Yeah, you don't want to blow your wad the first, so like Terax could come to, it's almost like the Silver Surfer movie, but Terax comes to Earth to let Earth know that that Galactus is coming, right? And then whatever Terax does, he opens up at like a time warp or something, and the Fantastic Four comes through. And they're like, we're back. Like, we were around in the 60s. When they left, they were in like 1961 or something like that. Galactus was coming to Earth, and they defeated him somehow. Reed was able to somehow maybe create a time machine that was going to transport Galactus away from Earth, but it would, but it took the Fantastic Four also, even though it was instantaneous, they've been gone for, you know, 70 years. And so now they're back and they're in this new future, but they've got better technology, but they got to fight Galactus somehow again. So what do you think? You like my pitch?
Yeah, it's a good pitch.
Yeah.
Now, would you have Doom as a supporting character? Like, he doesn't get the costume or anything yet. He's just
I would have them that maybe Doom was with them to help them, and now Doom's back and he's like, shit, I love this new era. There's all this technology. I could really kick some ass with this stuff. And they're like, Victor, you gotta help us. And he's like, fuck you, I'm gonna rule this bitch. And because, you know, maybe he invested in Apple stock and now he's been gone all this time and he's got, you know,
back in the 60s, he's like, I gave some money to this kid called Bill.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
I told him to make something of this money.
I said, just take if you make the money, just put it in a bank account for me, and a bank account that doubles every time your bank doubles, mine doubles. I don't know something lame like that. Big fan of shark meat. So anyway, that's my
good pitch.
Thank you. That's my pitch. Because that way the comedy comes from them being a fish out of water, you know, where Bobby's like, you know, he's talking to this girl and he's like, hey, you know, I can flame on. And then the girl's like, so could I. And it's a big trans fag, right? And then he's like, oh my God.
Ooga.
Ooga. And then Ben Grimm could be like, I'm rock hard. And then some trans could be like, me too. Because everything's trans these days. And Marvel's jumping on this woke bullshit. So, like, why not? And then Mr. Fantastic could be like, oh, I can stretch really far. And then some trans will be like, yeah, me too. Look at my dick. And then Sue Storm is like, well, I can be invisible. And the trans are like, yeah, we want all these bitches to be invisible. Anyway.
So, that's funny.
It's a good way to put it, your woke agenda.
But we'll end it strong with Guardians.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, saying goodbye to the OG original Guardians. Yeah. What'd you think?
It was good. I enjoyed it. I liked it more than Part 2, but I don't think it's got the same repeat viewing value as the first one.
I don't know. I've already seen it twice.
Mm.
It's good. I really liked it. It's, you know, in Part 2, has the scene where Yondu, you know, destroys everything with his arrow, and him and Rocket are, you know, shooting. And I love that scene. And the I'm Mary Poppins, y'all. So yeah. I might just be a big fan of Yondu, I'm not sure. But this one, Part 3, was really it was good. I heard some millennials talking, saying that it was too sad and they thought it should be funnier. What's your take on this?
Nah, I thought it was just the right amount of funny, being a serious.
I thought so too.
Yeah, it was the perfect mix.
Yeah.
I don't think it had the music.
You know, the music wasn't as strong in this one. It was a lot of songs that I was kind of unfamiliar with. I did know, Dog Days from Florence the Machine. I was familiar with that song. And, of course, the best hallway fight scene in any movie now is the No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And of course, I knew Crazy on You from Fleetwood Mac when they introduced Adam Warlock.
He was really good.
He was. I thought that they were going to go super serious with him, but they didn't. They went with it like he was kind of like a baby, you know.
And they explained it really well. They go, you open them up too soon.
Yeah. So I thought that was a lot of fun, and he kicked ass right from the beginning. He came in and destroyed all the Guardians.
Yeah. I get why a lot of people are, they didn't like it, like that part, because he, Adam Warlock, he's a badass in the comics.
Yeah.
And he's not a goof. And this one, they kind of portrayed him like a goof, but
it was fun. It was good. You know, it was unsuspected. And I liked that they made him kind of goofy. And I thought it was good. There was a lot of great jokes in there, you know, and you know, the first F-bomb, that's funny.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, that was really good.
Like, I thought it was going to come in like a serious part of the movie. In the movie, I didn't think it was going to be just on a like a throwaway joke.
Yeah. Push the button.
Okay, then what?
Open the fucking door.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. And yeah, and everybody survived, you know, from the first commercial, from the first trailer, I thought, oh, everybody dies, you know, yeah. Or at least, you know, I thought, well, Drax is dead or whatever. So
yeah,
I know that Dave Bautista does not want to do Drax anymore. So Drax is going to be a father to all those kids. And hello, stupid idiots. And Gamora is with the Ravagers. And I know she doesn't want to do Gamora anymore. And
Manus. Palm,
yeah, Palm Clintiff. I don't know what she's going to do. She may come back.
I think she is making play for James Gunn's new DC.
Okay, so they're going to do something with her over there.
Yeah.
All right. Then when that movie fails, they'll make another Guardians movie and bring her back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only ones that you really care about anyway is Bradley Cooper. And Chris Pratt.
Yeah. And I like that at the end when Groot says, I love you guys. Yeah. Do you understand what that was?
Yeah, that was the audience can finally understand what Groot says.
Exactly. So.
I was with a couple of people and they're like, why do you say that? And I go, because it's letting the audience, you've been with Groot for three movies, you know what he sounds like now. And,
yeah. Yeah, that was good. And what else was good about that? You know, well, so at the end, it did say that the legendary Star-Lord will return.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so a few years ago, Sam Humphries and Paco Medina did a limited series. I think it was a six-issue series called The Legendary Star-Lord, and it was only about the adventures of Peter Quill.
Mm.
So, you know, I know that there are some unnamed Marvel projects down the line, like in 2025 and stuff like that, and so there might be a chance that they might do the Legendary Star-Lord movie, or you know,
that's cool,
right? I thought so.
That's so cool.
The makeup job on the high
evolutionary.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good. That guy's a good actor too.
Yeah, well, like even like before his face was jacked up and he was wearing the mask on his face, he doesn't look like that. Like they put some prosthetics or something on his face.
Oh, is that right?
Because, okay, I remember the first Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
That was a high evolutionary. It was the black guy of Jack Reacher.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, he looks way different.
That's awesome. It was good, though. He was a good villain. It might be even more powerful. I don't know. He seemed more powerful than Kang, almost, but...
Yeah.
But we'll see. I mean, who knows who's going to play Kang now? I mean...
John Boyega.
Yeah, they could.
That's what I heard, but...
We'll see. I mean, I don't know if they're going to sweep this thing under the rug or if what's going to happen, but maybe he's got some time before the next movie.
Well, I was about to say I don't watch enough TMZ, but mom does.
I know.
So I don't know what's going on with that guy.
She watches the morning show and the evening show.
Yeah,
like
everything.
Yeah, that's
everything TMZ.
Yeah, too much shit is what that is.
Yeah.
Well, right now they're having a writer strike.
Yeah.
And it's affecting Daredevil. So
no. It's affecting Blade too.
Yeah, so
well, from what I heard was James Gunn put in his script for Superman before the strike went.
Yeah, so anything that's already been written is still filming.
Mm.
But yeah, but you know, some Marvel films don't, you know, like the first Iron Man, they were constantly writing and rewriting, you know, the script. So we'll see what happens with.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, with the just you don't need a script; you can just follow the comic book. You know, you already got a script that was written 60 years prior. Right. So you have all this great stuff to go with. You don't have to rely on Hollywood writers, you know?
That's probably the best part about comic book movies.
It's like you had the best writer, Stan Lee, and he wrote all those great stories. Just follow his stories and you're good.
Yeah, and then even on the DC side, you know, books like Kingdom Come and Identity Crisis, like David Meltzer, like was writing novels, like, you know, crime novels and stuff, and then now he wanted to do a comic book. So like you've got great authors doing, you know, comic books.
I don't know why they rely on these.
You don't need these other writers. Dickless.
They're taking your business, I'd be out of business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Anything else?
I think that's all I got for the BJ.
Okay. Take us out.
All right. The BJ. We're on our way. We had a 7-3 host and a mighty Thor, and now I'm done and my ass is sore. This is it. And that was that. That was the Mama BJ.
Last bit of news.
Who died?
Right, just the normal way to end that show. Well, he died last week, I think. Jerry Springer.
Yes. Yes. The king of trash TV.
Yeah. Right. It's awful. Like, I remember in, God, how old was I? I was 16, and Mom took me and Merle to go see his, I forgot what his movie is called. I think it was called The Ringmaster.
Yes. That's not Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No. But and we went and seen this movie, and they're like, oh, you can't go see this movie. And the people in the ticket booth, Mom bought the tickets, and she's like, I'm going to go see it with them. And boy, was that the most uncomfortable feeling I ever felt.
It's boner time.
Yeah. They're like, boobs. Oh, wait, your mom's sitting right there. Never mind.
Didn't Mom take you and Kyle to see Howard Stern's Private Parts?
Maybe.
At that shitty little theater in Eufaula?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who says Oklahoma doesn't create memories?
That's terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. It was horrible. I was surprised that the town you follow was playing Private Parts.
I was too. I didn't see it there. I actually saw it in Anaheim at the Crapadome.
they had a Cinedome there too.
The Cinedome in Anaheim looked exactly like the Cinedome in Las Vegas.
Mm.
And the Cinedome in Anaheim is where you and I saw Spawn.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's where Lene and I saw Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom 20 years earlier.
Jesus.
Yeah. You can imagine.
How was their popcorn?
I don't know. Oh, you know what? I don't know.
No.
I didn't start buying popcorn until we started going to the Crapadome in Vegas.
Mm.
I was walking by and there's a huge line. I'm like, what are all these idiots buying popcorn for when you could sneak in Del Taco? And then one day I was like, I'm going to get some popcorn. And oh, it was like crack. I was hooked.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was my Jerry Springer story.
That's good. That's a good one. Yeah. There you go.
Nothing brings
family together.
Nothing brings mothers and sons closer than incest. What?
There was a couple of times where Dad would rent those Jerry Springer Too Hot for TVs, and then it would be lame, and he'd be like, "Why is this too hot for TV? This is stupid.
It's not even lukewarm.
Where's the tits?" Anyway, well, what was it, 70? 70 something, right? 70, 72?
I think it was like closer to 80. Yeah. I think it was like 78, 79.
Well, Jerry Springer will forever be known as the guy that tried to pay a hooker with a check.
Mm.
And it bounced.
Mm.
Yeah. True story.
Mm.
Yes. Anyway, big bucket of win for old Jerry Springer. And you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Well, everybody, that concludes this edition of Morning Wood. You can find us here every Tuesday-ish morning around this time. And you can find us on Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, Facebook. And you're probably listening to us on the Anchor app, which you found through Spotify or Apple Music. Maybe. And if you see us on Facebook or YouTube, subscribe to us, like us, befriend us. And if you don't have any friends, go make some. Until next time, this is Morning Woodruff. Be good to each other and enjoy your coffee.
See you guys.